They say Virginia is for lovers, but that wasn't true in 1958 when Richard Loving, a white man, married Mildred Jeter, who was considered colored in the language of the time. Mixed-race marriages were illegal in their home state of Virginia and many other states. The documentary The Loving Story profiles the couple whose case went to the Supreme Court. Mildred recalls how Virginia police raided their home at night.
They asked Richard, who was that woman he was sleeping with? And I said, I'm his wife, and the sheriff said, not here, you're not.
Hope Ryden, a pioneering woman documentary maker, filmed the Lovings in the 1960s, but the footage remained unseen for decades until it was rescued by director Nancy Bersky. She artfully combines it with other sources and new interviews, like this one with the Lovings' daughter, Peggy.
My daddy was very firm. He didn't say much, but when he put his mind to something, he's going to do it. And when they wanted to come back to Virginia for any reason, they're going to come back together. You know, they just take that chance.
The Lovings were modest people. They decided not to go to the Supreme Court when their case was argued. Their lawyer, Bernard Cohen, remembers when they made the decision.
When Richard turned us down, I asked him if there was anything he wanted me to say to the court. And he paused for a moment and said, just tell the court I love my wife.
The documentary, The Loving Story, is now available on HBO Go and iTunes. There's also a new dramatic feature playing in theaters. It's simply titled Loving and draws deeply on the rich material in the documentary. For more information, visit WNYC.org/docs.